Ashley Watts is chopping up some fresh ahishibi at her booth at the Kailua Farmers Market. Watts runs the nonprofit Local I'a. She's on a mission to connect people with the story of their seafood.
This week's ahi comes from Keikoa Seward. He quit his full-time job to become a full-time fisherman.
She points to a framed photo she has on display of Seward on his boat, Kumana.
He's been on vacation quite a bit the past couple months, as a lot of the fishermen have because of the inclement weather. He decided to go out this past Monday, and he caught these three ahi that we have for distribution today, as well as some mahi-mahi and some ehu.
Local I'a launched in 2014. The organization's goal is to increase accessibility and consumption of locally sourced seafood, all the while supporting local fishermen and fisheries. Watch joined the organization 2 years ago. The Florida native comes from a fishing family herself and says there's a need for increased awareness about where our seafood comes from.
Distribution alone adds at least a week to the age of the fish, and then a lot of the fish locally is caught from the longline boats that go out for weeks at a time. So a lot of the fish that you get at the supermarket is at least weeks old.
Knowledge is power. She even assigns a code to each fish, and consumers can input that code into an app, and up pops all this information.
You can know who caught the fish, when they caught it, how they caught it, and where they caught it. It gives the consumer more of a database to form opinions for future purchases.
Watts currently has 30 local fishermen supplying her organization with fish. But it's the distribution model that makes Local I'a unique. Much like Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, she offers consumers a weekly seafood subscription.
You prepay each week for a certain amount of seafood, like you would for a certain amount of produce at a CSA. And every week the fishermen catch various types of species, and I send out a newsletter ensuring the customer of what they get, how to prepare it, how to cut it up if it's a whole fish or something like that. And it gives the consumer a way to try something that they don't normally buy in the grocery store.
Subscriptions start at $25 a week for 2 pounds of seafood, with pickup locations scattered throughout Oahu. Filling those subscriptions has proven challenging in recent months. Rough weather conditions kept fishermen on land, so Watts is exploring other alternatives.
I try to source sustainable farmed species, such as the different operations on Kona with the shrimp and the lobster and all the things over there. And two, when the fish are biting all at once, like mahi-mahi, and it's a species that you can freeze, you can actually properly store and freeze it, and so it saves up for when there's, so to speak, a rainy day and there's no fish.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.